This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Despite a coronavirus outbreak, North Korea found time to conduct ballistic missile testing Monday. VOA's Bill Gallo.
South Korea's military says the two ballistic missiles traveled about 240 kilometers before splashing into the sea off the east coast. The weapons appear similar to the kind North Korea tested repeatedly in 2019, which were enough to raise tensions, but not to totally derail nuclear talks. North Korea had warned of major tests after the U.S. ignored its end-of-year deadline to offer more concessions in the negotiations. There were hopes the virus concerns could at least ease military tensions, especially after the U.S. and South Korea postponed joint military drills that the North sees as provocative. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
Now that the U.S. has confirmed the first death from coronavirus, the Trump administration is working to assure Americans that everything is under control.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar stressed the uncertainty of coronavirus spread while touting the administration's protective steps.
We don't know where this will go, that we will see more cases, that we will see continued community spreading in the United States as we're seeing around the world. We are actively working on a vaccine. We're going to work to protect the American people with every tool that we've got.
Vice President Mike Pence, whom Trump appointed to lead the government's response, urged Americans not to panic.
The average American does not need to go out and buy a mask. We have more than 40 million masks available today. We've contracted now with 3M to 35 million more masks per month will be produced, and we're also going to be working with other manufacturers.
President Trump has announced the U.S. is issuing more travel restrictions and warnings in an effort to help prevent the spread of the virus. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
And this is VOA News. Less than 24 hours after the United States signed a landmark agreement with the Afghan Taliban in Doha, the implementation has already hit its first speed bump. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced in Kabul Sunday that his government has made no commitment to release thousands of Taliban prisoners, a precondition to the start of the talks between Taliban and other Afghan forces. The U.S. Taliban deal, sealed on Saturday, requires Afghan parties to the conflict to open direct negotiations on or around March 10th to agree on a nationwide permanent ceasefire and future power sharing. Turkey launched what it deemed retaliatory strikes in Idlib, a sharp escalation of tensions with Syria. Reuters' Soraya Ali.
Turkey destroyed Syrian army air defense systems, wiped out more than 100 tanks and downed two planes. The attack was their response to last week's airstrike that killed 33 Turkish soldiers. Tensions in Syria have escalated between the Turkey-backed rebels and Russian-backed Syrian government forces in the country's northwest Idlib province. Increasing fears that the two regional powers will be brought into direct confrontation. Turkey's defense minister said they have no intention of facing Russia, but dubbed the mission a success.
That is Reuters' Soraya Ali reporting. The campaign of Pete Buttigieg announced Sunday evening he is dropping out of the Democratic presidential race after a disappointing fourth-place finish in Saturday's South Carolina primary, in which he won no delegates. More from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Buttigieg is a military veteran and a former mayor of South Bend, Indiana. He won the Democratic caucuses in the neighboring state of Iowa early last month and came in a strong second place in the New Hampshire primary that followed. But he failed to draw the interest of minority voters. Buttigieg announced his decision Sunday in a speech in South Bend.
We began this unlikely journey with a staff of four in a cramped office right here in South Bend, Indiana, right down Washington Street. No big email lists, no personal fortune. Hardly anybody knew my name, and even fewer could pronounce it.
There are six Democratic presidential candidates left to compete in this week's Super Tuesday contest, in which Democratic primaries are held simultaneously in 14 states. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And meanwhile, former Vice President Joe Biden, the easy winner in South Carolina, faces an immediate new challenge from U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders in this week's Super Tuesday, when 14 states hold the primaries with more than 33% of delegates up for grabs. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.